Protestant Home Ruler Sued Carson. With deep regret, we announce the death of Major William H. Davey, MABLOBE, which took place at his residence, 48 Balmore Road, Belfast. Deceased, age 40, was one of the best known Ulster liberals and was formerly editor of the Ulster Guardian. He was the son of Mr. Robert Davey, Greenholm, Carrickfergus, and educated at QUB. Subsequently, he was called to the bar and was a member of the North East Circuit. In 1915, he joined the army, serving with the Tyneside Irish. Major Davey was a staunch Liberal Home Ruler. At the 1918 general election, he was selected as Nationalist candidate for Derry, but withdrew under the Green Pack and was invited to contest Duncairn against Sir Edward Carson. Following the contest, he instituted proceedings for libel against Sir Edward, asserting that the latter described him as a Sinn Féiner. A settlement was reached on Sir Edward Carson, apologising in court before the action proceedings opened. Army response to evictions. Major General E.G.T. Bainbridge, competent military authority, has issued the following. It has been brought to my notice that during the past few days, many peaceable citizens living in districts of the county and city of Belfast, inhabited for the most part by persons of a different religious persuasion to themselves, have been summarily ordered to leave the district within 24 hours under pain of having their houses and furniture destroyed should they fail to comply. In many cases, these threats have been carried out. This barbarous conduct must cease. The Major General went on to ask any person receiving such a warning to contact Victoria Barracks, Belfast. Family of D.Y. Swansea regret reprisals. The mother and sister of the late District Inspector Swansea acknowledge the loving sympathy they have received since his murder. At the same time, they are grieved beyond measure at the destruction and loss which has befallen Lisburn, originating, as they fully appreciate and understand, from the horror at the deed which has brought desolation to their lives. They wish to say how truly sorry they are that any person should have suffered any sorrow or loss on account of him. Brutal Guildford murder. Yesterday, about 11 o'clock, a shocking tragedy was perpetrated at Knocknagore, Tullylish Rectory, a short distance from Banbridge, when Mr. William McDowell, motor car proprietor of Guildford, was brutally murdered. It appears that William McConville, cashier at Guildford Mill, as was customary, motored with Mr. McDowell to the Northern Bank and drew out the necessary cash to pay mill employees. They had reached Knocknagore School when the murder and robbery occurred.